Emil, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Well, one of the things that I'm always interested in knowing when I'm talking to artists is, when did you realize that art would be your career and that you would, in fact, be an artist?
That's a hard question because in my family, everyone is an artist, almost everyone. I come from a really big family. Both my parents went to school for art. And so I grew up surrounded by art. My grandfather, William Schickel, was a prominent architect and designer in Cincinnati and also actually many other places. I grew up seeing artwork and being immersed in aesthetic and otherwise artistic experiences, cultural experiences that really made me think from the beginning I was sort of an artist. My parents encouraged me to do artistic things. And in fact, I think that that kind of led me to think I shouldn't do it. I should do something else. Mm-hmm. So I tried to not be an artist. You know, In high school, I did acting and theater and sports. I ran track and wrestled for a little while, did some of those things. But towards the end of high school, in my senior year of high school, I took a drawing, and it was like a mixed high school art class. And I found myself to feel very passionate about it, you know, to feel like I had found something that made my life feel necessary and urgent. And so from there on, I suppose, officially an artist. I wrote it down somewhere, you know, inside myself at that point, I think.
Well, tell us something about the different kind of paints. There's oils and acrylics and watercolors. I'm sure that they have different effects.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the main thing for anyone to remember when they think about painting is that it's not so much the material, it's more the way that it's used, you know, the effect that it has, given the effect that the person who made the painting felt compelled to create. So in fact, I really see no hierarchy. I was taught to use oil paint in college, started using it, really enjoy it. You know, I could get into details about why oil paint is especially nice. I mean, it takes a while to dry. It has a certain organic quality that lasts a long time when you're working on a painting. And then even into its later life, it has this organic nature. It's kind of living, which I guess is appropriate for a painting conceived of energy and love and sort of cultural wherewithal. It should feel living. But all of the different media are great. I paint in acrylic sometimes. I've used watercolor. I like, you know, if I'm drawing in that term, you know, I would use pretty loosely. But for me, I'm kind of a traditionalist. And when I draw, I like to mix a lot of materials. I draw with pencil and I might use pastel and watercolor and maybe some paint and whatever seems right at the time that I'm doing it.
Your paintings tend to make people look again and again to figure out what's going on, what's behind this. And what are you communicating in your work?
Oh, this is such a great question. You know, I have two answers. One is a great quote from the kind of, he was sort of a counter art culture painter, Boltis. He had a big show at the Met, actually, last year. He died in the early 2000s. When he had his first kind of seminal show, his coming out party, he had a statement for the work that said, "There is nothing known of the artist known as Boltis. Now let's go look at the pictures." And I've always enjoyed that. But at the same time, I think it's really important for me to think about what my work's about. And the main thing for me is the difference between the reality that we can all talk about and name and point at and the reality that's inside each of us. And so in my paintings, what I'm really interested in, whether it's something to do with sexuality or it's something to do with domesticity or any kind of genre or thing that you might name, I would like to show it to you so that you feel like you've seen the way someone feels about it or the way someone experiences it. And that someone is me, but that doesn't mean the paintings are egocentric in a limiting kind of way. I think that what that means is that hopefully the viewer feels more intimate with the art and thereby the artist and perhaps anyone that they meet because they feel like they've taken a risk. You know, there's something a bit raw and intimate to work that I like. And so then the viewer, they feel it, they experience it, and then they say, oh, this is something real. This is something that I need to experience firsthand and remember.
Well, you've been in artist programs in Italy. How has that affected your style and your methods?
You know, I think that it's affected the ambition in my paintings, because when you go to Italy and you know, really anywhere in Europe, and you feel the cultural acceptance and joy surrounding the arts, there's a permission there. There's a kind of permission. And specifically when you see the history of these cultures, obviously. So in Italy, you see giant paintings made a long time ago, but you see them in situations that feel very present. For example, in churches, you see people going to the churches, you know, going to mass or funerals or whatever, and they live with the artwork. And as a painter, and as a fairly traditional painter, you know, I paint in different ways, but pretty traditional, I find that to be permission to be ambitious in my paintings. Also, there's a kind of light in very old paintings, not even the paintings from like the High Renaissance, but earlier than that. Some of my favorite works are from ancient Rome and from the early Renaissance. And those artists had a life and a different kind of light in their paintings that I find transcendent. And it probably speaks to me most strongly when I'm in those places seeing artwork in the flesh.
Well, you also write for the online art journal, Aikai.
Mm-hmm.
Is writing about art an interesting and even useful adjunct to making art?
Yeah, absolutely. As well as being a way to position oneself. I think that when you critique artwork that you see, you're educating yourself, you're educating the public, but you're also finding a place from which you speak. And I think as an artist, that's incredibly important. It makes you kind of stand up for what you believe and be very clear about what you believe. And you try to be, an objective journalist in a certain way, but I have no problem saying that I'm a biased viewer and that I enjoy being a biased viewer. And I take that as, you know, again, as a kind of permission to present a point of view as clearly and powerfully as I can.
Like many artists, you're also a teacher. How does teaching fit in with making art?
Teaching fits in with making art partially like a battery being charged for me. You know, I'm someone that can exist in a solitary sort of way, or else I wouldn't make art the way I do, I think. But I can be in a studio quietly, and in fact, I get a lot of power from that. It takes time for me to get to a place inside myself that feels like I might be telling a sort of secret, you know, like I've found that. But teaching is the other end of that, and I also feel a lot of power from that. I feel very recharged by talking to people. That's a very basic thing, but it's more social than being in studio. The other thing is that it's so worthwhile to see students become excited and to see how intelligent they are. I mean, the students where I teach at the University of Cincinnati in the School of Design at DAP, they're so smart and they're so hungry and they're excited to be there, and they teach me a lot. But one of the main things they teach me is a passion for even the smallest of ideas, because when the energy in the classroom is going well, the students are on fire and they're creating and communicating and critiquing in a way that you can't help but be empowered by.
Well, I'm always pleased to see your work, and thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Oh, absolutely.
We've been talking with artist Emil Robinson, whose paintings frequently appear in Cincinnati shows and elsewhere. For a link to more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.